From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said a coalition Friday near the town of al-Shadadi targeted Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shishani, or Omar the Chechen. Earlier in the day, an official told VOA on the condition of anonymity that the Islamic State commander was believed to be in the area to assess the strength of his forces and to try to boost morale after major territory gain by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. As many as 12 Islamic State fighters were killed in the strike. The U.S. had a $5 million reward on the IS leader's head. The UN Refugee Agency said Tuesday it is concerned some parts of an EU-Turkey proposal to stem the flow of refugees and migrants into Greece, including a possible blanket return of individuals, may violate international law. The UN Refugee Agency said aspects of the proposed agreement need to be clarified. EU leaders and Ankara said Tuesday they had reached a possible deal that would return the thousands of migrants arriving in Greece from Turkey. The leaders were confident a full agreement can be reached at a summit next week. Iran said Tuesday it conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country in order to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The tests came 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against 5 Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activities. This is VOA News.